This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. It's time for an edition of Sip and Spin. That's where we spin selections from one vinyl record and we sip one select beer. Today's album came into my collection because of the album cover. I've never heard of this artist before, but I loved this album cover. Classic late 1960s. It is three shots of one woman in a purple mini dress, and she's doing these different dance moves. The album is called Boogaloo Beat, and the performer is Sandy Nelson. Sandy Nelson was a session drummer, and then he went off on his own. He wrote the hit Teen Beat back in 1959. It went to number 4 in the Billboard Hot 100, and it even charted on the R&B charts and the UK singles charts. But this album is from 1968, the Boogaloo Beat. You can imagine there are a lot of songs with Boogaloo in the title, but he also covers some classics like Funky Broadway, I Second That Emotion, Soul Man, Expressway to Your Heart. Right now, we're listening to Mystery Boogaloo. Now, I want you to keep in mind that the album that we're listening to right now was in 1968. Back in 1963, something awful happened to this guy. He was in a motorcycle accident. And it was because of that accident he had to have his right foot and part of his right leg amputated. But he still continued to play and release albums well into the 1970s. That is a dedicated drummer for sure. Sandy Nelson and the Boogaloo Beat. We're going to hear more of this music during this program. But coming up, we're going to sip something that I never knew existed. I've heard of a hazy IPA, but I never heard of a hazy PA, just a hazy pale ale. And that's what we're going to try today. It comes to us from a brewery in Lansdale called Well Crafted Beer Company. The name of this beer is Lil Monger. It's a hazy pale ale coming in at 5.5%. That's another thing that's a little bit different about the IPA and the PA is the IPA usually has a higher alcohol content. We're going to give this a sip. We're also going to listen to more of Sandy Nelson. This is Karate Boogaloo from the Boogaloo Beat album. Well, the color is definitely hazy. It's a straw yellow hazy color. A very nice fluffy head on this. When you give it a first sniff, it smells like an IPA, but let's give it a sip. The initial taste, it's like an IPA, but the more that you drink it, the more you coat your palate with it, it has less of a bitter bite in it than a regular IPA. For someone like me, this works out really well. You're getting the flavors of, you get like that citrus flavor to it. It is champagne-y tasting, so there's that champagne in there as well. And also, they say they have a hint of pine sap in it. I'll have to give it a few more sips before I get the pine sap, I think. The Lil Monger from Well Crafted Beer Company in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, coming in at 5.5%. It is the Hazy Pale Ale that comes to us courtesy of our friends at Banco Beverage. Thanks for giving us that beer to try out. And I have to say, it's a very drinkable Hazy Pale Ale. Right now, we're doing the Boogaloo Down Broadway from the album Boogaloo Beat by Sandy Nelson here on WLVR's Flight Club. If you want to find out more about Flight Club or listen to past episodes, visit our website at wlvr.org/flightclub. Cheers.